And we were instructed, we were given welding glass to hold up to our eyes. In fact, we were all instructed to turn our back on zero point until the all clear. Well, of course, when it got to zero and here went this enormous flash of light.
You saw it through the welding glass.
Well, you couldn't, yes. I mean, you were almost blinded there. You see, you were dark adapted in pitch darkness. And so it really flared up. Well, we swung around and saw it, the ball of fire through the welding glass. And it was getting pretty dim in that, but it was enormously dense glass. So I took the glass away, and then I was slightly blinded all over again, just momentarily. And then we saw really how big the fireball was, and that was the first time I really appreciated what in the world this thing was.
But it looked, the whole sky, it looked like the daytime. Even
oh, yes, it was very bright.
All the sky and to the horizon was...
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, there is that white-hot object out there, and you sort of out of the corner of your eye, you saw the silhouettes of the mountains, and you look around, and you could see people lit up, and... But you were so busy watching to see what
but
this really was.
This terribly bright light lasted for about a split of a second or
several seconds? Oh, it lasts for several seconds, actually. The first flash, of course, is the brightest one. And it's a small, very concentrated, very intense light source. Then it, as the fireball emerges, it is cooler.
What color fireball? The red like fire?
It turns red. You get mostly impression of a cooling sphere of molten material, which is really what it is.
Sort of turning like clouds and smoke.
And it swirls, and then of course a typical mushroom is formed as the heated air rushes up.
And what about the noise?
Well, it took, of course, we were 11 miles away, so it took nearly a minute for the sound to get there, and it was a...
So the first...
it was not a loud... It not was not... The boom was a an anticlimax. I mean, it was a boom, but then it was like the sort of booms that we're used to here if they set off high explosives, compared with the light.
But the light happened in complete sound.
Oh, sure,
Complete sound.
Sure.
Of course, nobody was talking or anything.
No, there was a loudspeaker which was calling the countdown.
Well, were you lying on the ground with the face down? Or?
Oh, no, I think we were sitting on the ground with our backs toward the blast.
Mm-hmm. And then we turned
around. Nobody waited for the all clear. As soon as we saw this, we all did whatever we wanted.